United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Join in here.
Gil Lorenzo here.
Willis here.
All right.
Solicitor and planner.
Recording in progress.
Mr. Fuller called me and said that he was running late, but he will be here shortly. So we'll go to review of the previous minutes. One thing that I saw was on the it says that the water authority, I don't know in which set, I thought that I had written on here. It says somewhere in there that the water authority owns the aquifer. The water authority does not, nobody. Okay, here on the June 11th minutes, property discussion with Art Trovey. If we go down to, board members noted a property is located over an aquifer owned by the Melford Water Authority. It is not owned by, you can say the Melford Water Authority is concerned with the aquifer that supplies them, or, but it's not owned by them. That gives the wrong impression.
Yeah.
So is there any other, we have the June, that's in the June 11th minutes, and on the May 26th minutes, do we have a motion to amend them or approve them or whatever?
I would get rid of owned by and just put and the Milford Water Authority and can express concerns regarding the potential impact. So get rid of by the, put and get rid of and put can.
I think maybe utilized by the Water Authority would be more appropriate.
Oh.
That's fine, however you. Do I have a motion with a correction? Are there other corrections?
Some other corrections.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Property use, Route 6 discussion about relative to Arthur Trovey. It's been brought to light by the solicitor that used auto sales is prohibited.
Vehicle sales.
Huh?
Used vehicle sales.
So I would assume that equipment and vehicles and whatever would be prohibitive in that zone. I would suggest that we have our zoning officer appraise to that and let him call Mr. Trovey. Yeah. Mr. Trovey did take the time to come here.
Yes.
Would you do that, Tony?
And then the question is going to come up about selling the containers, though, from there.
Well, I mean, are the containers empty, or are they cleaned? You're going to have that same issue with,
I don't think if he can't do it.
Well, he said right here that if he couldn't do the vehicles, he just put the containers there because they take up more space in the other lot anyway.
Containers, yeah, and then...
He could do more of, either way, he should be notified anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the zoning officer should give him a call.
Right, so, Tony, if you would discuss that with the zoning officer and then have
him... Sure, I will.
All right. A driving school application discussion. The Rozanskis, update?
No update. Table that to the next meeting.
But you said that they're not ready. Did you speak with them?
He called, said, and he said that their papers are not ready. So,
are they planning on making a presentation when they actually come? Are they making an application? Did he say?
Are they going through the?
No, they just asked when our workshop or and meeting schedule is. That's all.
Okay. So we're gonna leave them on our agenda?
And
we expect them to come back?
I would.
You would? Okay. Econopac, we gotta wait for John Fuller for that. Nancy, did you get the updated revisions for the 407?
I did. I'm looking over them now.
Okay.
I got them this afternoon.
Okay, so did the rest of us. The one thing that
I got an email up to like 2 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no way.
There's one.
The only thing that wasn't in there was the 2,000 gallon a day.
I don't believe, and like Bob said, that the 2,000 gallon a day threshold for water study or whatever, was that going to go in this part of the ordinance, Nancy, or was that going to go somewhere else?
Let me see. I was looking at that too. So I'm looking back at my notes from the last meeting. Let me see here.
So in 407.11, and 407.12, now 407.12. Yeah, I don't know what. I thought we were talking about putting that in 407.11. Surface and groundwater protection.
So there was lighting.
Yeah, it's 407.
Yeah, for the water. I'm looking at my notes from the last meeting for surface and ground, 2,000 gallon per day threshold. No generation positive. Water supply. So I had, where I had raised a question as for under the water supply section, which is
407.12.
407.12.
Answer Kevin's question. I don't see it.
I don't see it in the new draft.
No, but where were we going to put it? That was my question.
Yeah, so we were thinking about putting to say if the use is to rely on non-public groundwater source and will withdraw 2,000 gallons per day, then they would have to comply with the water feasibility study, all those sections that are in the data center ordinance. So that would, I think we said that was going to go here under this water supply section. It's like one paragraph added here.
And I don't believe that would be it. I don't believe that would be exclusive of public water. I thought that we agreed 2,000 gallons, period.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other, so then this should actually be referred to the data center ordinance?
Yeah, so I have some language I had.
Or should the same language be repeated?
I had a paragraph. It was in last month's material, or I shouldn't say last month, the material for the last Planning Commission meeting.
Okay.
Where I had sent out a document that has had like my comments and questions.
Yes.
And in there.
You were on the back page, right?
Yeah, I had a paragraph. It's highlighted in yellow.
Do we have those? The portion that she highlighted in yellow.
That's where I thought it was on the last page.
I mean, there are different ways we could word this.
Yeah, here it is here. It's if the use is to use or withdraw 2,000 gallons per day or more. There would have to be the study required.
When did you get it?
For hydrogeologic study required.
2 o'clock?
Today? That's from the answer?
Yeah.
I wonder if I can.
All right, yeah, so you're. Hang on. So everybody. Everybody.
I'm gonna be able to pull it up here and share it. Let me see if I can find it.
All uses shall be provided with an adequate and safe water supply as demonstrated evidence provided by the applicant.
Right. That part, I believe, is in there.
Just text it to you.
Oh, wait. Okay. So, hold on. I'm finding it.
That part is in there.
If the use is to rely on a non-public groundwater source and will withdraw 50,000 gallons per day or more.
I think we're putting 2,000.
Yes, you got it, Kevin.
That's where you're at, right?
Yeah. Over any consecutive 30-day period, or is to rely on surface water withdrawal. The applicant shall comply with sections 427.7, 427.8, 9, 10, and 11, which is the data center, where all of those, water feasibility study, the monitoring wells, the pre-construction wells are outlined.
And I thought we were going to put that in there. Okay.
Hey, John.
That's the language we talked last month about, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Okay. So, well, excuse me, guys.
I didn't find it originally because it's not on that back page, and it kind of messed me up.
Excuse me, guys. John has arrived.
Hi, John.
So.
Hello.
So where we are is the 407, mm-hmm. and the threshold about the 2,000 gallons
yes.
isn't in the new draft.
Needs, yeah, I know. Bob called me after I emailed it, and it was an oversight on my last edit. Yeah, it should be.
You didn't get much thrown at you, so.
No, it was like I put it all together, and then it was on the last page. I had handwritten it, and then Bob had reached out to me.
Right.
I don't know if you guys printed this, but this is what I had sent earlier today.
Yes.
Yeah,
we have copies of that.
Yeah. Okay, you do.
Thanks, John.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Oh, that's what you just sent me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same thing.
Right. So using the last page on Nancy's last one is what we're talking about now.
Correct. Yeah.
But we were going to go to, irrespective of where they get the water, over 2,000 gallons a day was the threshold.
Yes.
So is it wise to just rely on referencing to those sections, or should those sections be repeated? That's a question.
I think you can just reference those sections. I think you sometimes run a risk if you're repeating sections, and then if you go back to amend at a later date, then you have to remember to amend all the.
Okay.
Instances where you repeated the same thing.
Okay.
I mean, unless Tony has a different opinion on that.
Well, that's why I'm asking. But the fact remains.
Reference to the section is good enough.
Right, but the fact remains: the data center ordinance has not been enacted yet, has it?
That's correct.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, and we're running into that, like. I'm working on the warehouse ordinance now too, and I'm referencing, the lighting, for example, which is in this 407, and I'm thinking, well, we need to make sure 407 is adopted and the data center.
We could repeat those sections and and take out the references to data center. It mm-hmm. would make the document longer, mm-hmm. But if you want to get 407 done first, then let's do that.
Well, do you have...
I haven't spoken to the supervisors, but I do know that they reserved the right to review the data center and comment on it. So we're not... We haven't actually set a public hearing yet for that.
It hasn't. Has it been sent to the county or no?
Yes.
It was sent to the county.
Okay.
And the county probably is almost at... The county's probably got another week to 10 days left under 30 days.
Yeah.
It would have been right after, it was the day after our last meeting.
Okay, so, but legally, if an ordinance been given to the county, is that considered something that you work with, or does it have to have a public hearing first?
No, it has to be advertised for a public hearing in order to try to rely on it. And even then, in the zoning ordinance world, there are cases that say you have to treat the applicant with the old ordinance.
So it has to be adopted.
Has to be adopted.
So I'm practical.
At least you can argue the pending ordinance doctrine if it's advertised for public hearing. I've found cases where that doesn't work because purpose of the public hearing is to take comment on the ordinance, and you may want to make changes to the ordinance before it's adopted.
So in practical terms, it appears to me that we should just leave it the way it is. Is everybody in agreement with that? Just with the reference?
Yeah.
With the references.
Yeah.
Nancy, they're all going to get through at the same, right around the same time, right?
Nancy's hesitant, or is that a yes?
So if it has a reference in it, then yeah, the data center ordinance would need to be adopted first.
Right.
Or concurrent to 407. They'd have to be adopted at the same time or one before the other. If we don't think that the data center ordinance is going to get adopted first, then we'd have to repeat all of that in here.
In all likelihood, the data center ordinance would be adopted first because we would schedule the public hearing first.
That's what I was thinking. Okay. Yeah.
We all agreed on it. I think it's ready to go. They're just waiting to see what the comments are from the county. But unless there's a significant change from the county, then we run with it. Because we can always amend it later on if we find something else wrong. I'd rather get it done now, my personal opinion. I'd rather get it done now and get it out there so we have something.
All right. Well, then let's not beat each other up. Just let's leave it the way Nancy has it. That's good with you, John.
Yeah.
Just add that paragraph to the water supply portion.
We can do that.
Okay. So that would just be added to...
407.12, Kevin.
Is that the 2,000 gallons a day?
Yeah, 407.12. Yep. That's the 2,000 gallons, irrespective of whether it's a public source, whatever the source might be.
Right.
That was the only change that we had from what Nancy had done.
Yeah.
Okay. But it doesn't have to be non-public, can be whatever. The other question that I had, being that Nancy and John are both here now, is that there's two places where you put the burden of expense with the studies or with the enforcement on the applicant. And my question was, is that language strong enough to make that stick?
Two places where the burden is on the applicant, and where are those places in?
First one's in 407.3, dealing with fire and explosion hazards, which would allow the township to obtain an independent professional to to advise as to appropriate measures for substances proposed on the site at the expense of the applicant.
And the other was the sound, the noise
right.
ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
And we're given the same rights, but I don't know if we were, if there's a place where it's put against the applicant in the lighting section.
Okay.
But that's really the only question I had about that, other than
yeah, I mean, you're talking about the last sentence where it says the township may obtain an independent, and then it ends with at the expense of the applicant, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, whether that's strong enough.
I mean, it's very clear to me, but is
yeah,
that...
I mean, it is very clear, yeah.
It's common language that I see in many ordinances, so...
Okay.
On the noise, was there something under the noise?
I don't see anything underneath.
At the end of that, at the end of that, it gave you the right to get a professional, right?
Not in noise.
Not on noise.
Not in 407.
No.
Five.
Okay.
In the data center ordinance, there are different noise regulations in the data center ordinance, and in that ordinance, you're right, Kevin, in that ordinance, there's the option for the township to hire its own sound engineer at the expense of the data center.
I don't envision it to be an issue because of the subdivision and land development requirements and conditional use requirements that indicate that all studies are at the cost of the applicant.
Yeah.
And
okay.
allows the township to charge for review fees.
All right.
I think there's plenty of coverage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's where we get a lot of the pushback.
The only other thing that I had a question on was in 407.16, it says documentation shall be provided by the applicant demonstrating that it complies with all local, state, and federal regulations. Fine. And then it says, and said proposal has obtained all required permits, certifications, and authorizations from DEP, PennDOT, Labor and Industry, FEMA, and EPA. Since this applies to zoning uses as well as
what are you looking at, Tony?
Yeah. 407.1 is reserved.
I mean, you might have your, unless
16.
You're doing the conditional use and land development at the same time.
I
didn't
say one. Yeah, he said 1.6.
Have
I'm
stuff.
Not looking at it.
Sorry, Anthony, they were confused, but we're in the right section.
Okay.
I want to repeat.
Yeah, 407.16, other regulations, the way it's worded, it implies that at the time of application, you have to have your required permits, certifications, and authorizations, but you never have them at the time of the zoning application. They're always afterwards. Not that I want to give anybody a break, but I think that could be construed against us, and you know what happens when something's construed against us.
But it says documentation shall provide applicant demonstrating. And it does say has obtained all.
Has obtained
all. Has obtained all required permits. Yeah, that's the language right there.
Yeah, has that means they have already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they never will have that.
But maybe it could be like...
And will obtain.
I was going to say will obtain.
Will obtain.
Maybe, could it say something like prior to conditional use approval or
We approve it with those conditions that it meets that.
Right.
Yeah, that would be against several cases.
And shall obtain all
And shall obtain.
Yeah. And shall obtain all.
Not has obtained, shall obtain.
So strike out said proposal has.
Yep.
Just put shall obtain.
Yeah, because that to me would get somebody like John Van Leeuwenhe up in arms the first night he comes in and say that your ordinance is illegal and you can't say that, you can't do that.
Yep.
You know how those Doyle's town lawyers are.
Oh boy. So
other than that, I didn't have any more comments.
On the lighting and glare 4077, architectural lighting I. And I don't know whether it's because of where I'm coming from or, but it basically says that certain businesses would be able to not abide by the illumination. And should we call out, you know, that would apply to nursing homes, healthcare facilities, apartment buildings, that kind of a thing? Or do we want to just leave that the way it is?
Which one are you looking at?
Architectural lighting, including illumination of buildings.
Under lighting, 47.
Right. Lighting.
Well, I mean, is landscape lighting necessary? I mean, in an apartment building, you want security lighting.
Security lighting, then the lighting. But we already discussed that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Well, they established actually open for business and tell them no more than half an hour before closing. So just leave that alone.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's the only comments that I had. And then, we got in the middle of this before you came in, John, so I don't know. This is your document, so what else?
I don't know if I got every comment.
Okay.
Can anybody summarize it for me?
No, the only ones that we had were the water, the 2,000 gallons, and to be sure that the language was strong enough.
Enforcement.
And shall, the last
page,
one.
Okay.
That's it.
Right.
All right. I got that.
And then one question that I had was in the beginning, shall be carried out within a building. Does that, or provided for larger setbacks, does that apply to equipment sale yards, those type of things?
Which section are you?
402, the operations and storage. A is be enclosed and carried out within a building.
Or have larger setbacks.
Or have larger setbacks or that. So equipment yard sales, anything that they're not going to do in a building has to apply to these other bigger setbacks. Is that what I'm hearing?
I think that's the intention there. Yeah.
Just wanted to get it clear in my brain, that's all.
Yeah, I think that's how 407.2 was amended.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yep.
That was about a year and a half, 2 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then he even goes on further to say short-term displays on a short-term basis for sale or for rent shall be exempt from the requirements of that.
So, to be the boogeyman, is that something that Art Trovy can pick up on?
He could pick up on it, but he's still in the A zone.
Still in the A zone, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, if it wasn't the A zone, this would apply to him. In the A zone.
Can there be proof that it's not within 400 feet of the aquifer?
Well, we discussed that because everything that's been said there about the aquifer has been from like old studies from many years ago and books, and nobody actually did any testing to find out where anything is. So yeah. We don't know that it's exactly what the old books say or the old surveys say as to what the aquifer actually is there, because I don't know if you remember when the warehouse was coming in, they kept saying it was a huge rock wall that separated the left from the right. And I asked them if they actually looked under their property to see if that rock wall was there, and they said no.
Right. So, but we have to go on what Gideon's study was. Yeah. That's where we're at.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Now this would fit Art if he just did the storage. Trail. Storage empty, containers, empty container. Storage containers.
But if he puts the trailers with the wheels under him, then he's out of the game.
Yeah, it's a vehicle.
And then, you know.
It doesn't really help him.
Right, okay.
It doesn't help him because of the limits on the storage. Because down in D, you're saying maximum of three job boxes.
Well, that's a
complete, yeah, but that's saying two licensed trailers.
That's a completely different definition.
Yeah, that's not for sale, though.
He's not going to be using his trailers, his boxes for storage. He's selling them.
Yeah. Right, and that's why I think he falls under that motor vehicle sales.
But it's not, because they're not motorized. It's just like an overseas container. Empty overseas container, like
but
a shed.
But you know he's going to put them on trailers, so once we put wheels under them,
once there's wheels under them, that's a problem, because then it's a vehicle.
Right, so, all right. So let's get back to the test, and John, do you have any other to say about this 407?
No.
Or Nancy or Anthony?
I think I caught one or two things here. I'm kind of going through it and comparing to the notes that I had last time. So on where was it? Emergency, bear with me. Wait, that's the lighting. I think I'm looking for the emergency